This is Wade Brethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Trouble in paradise as industrial tourism denies beach access on the Yucatan Peninsula. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Wade, chill. You're on vacation, dude. Comate. Sorry, that's just not me. And mi compañeros y compañeras, there's big trouble in paradise. Driving from Cancun to San Morales to Puerto Aventuras to Tulum along the Mexican Highway 305, from the minute one heads south, we saw one outlandish Las Vegas-style Grand Arch or entryway after another at countless resorts and gated communities towards the east and the Caribbean Sea. What we did not see was any entry to the beach. That seemed strange. We looked it up. As one authority after another stated, the Mexican Constitution decrees all beaches to be publicly accessible federal property, and as such, people have right of access to them anytime. There are some legal exceptions to the access rule, most notably beaches classed or reserved for military use. We first took a peek at San Morales, formerly a small fishing village hardly 30 kilometers south of Cancun. There was public access several places, and though we saw many signs that this community was being discovered, so to speak, the town was still approachable. In our own small pueblo of Puerto Aventuras, the only access to the beach was through a resort of the same name with a guard and gate in front. We asked our host where we could get to the water, and he said 20 kilometers down the road at Acumal. We did manage to get to the beach there, but it was on the sneak after bogarting our way past the private parking and the beachside condos, where we found a small pocket park and finally just walked through a condoplex to get there. Could we have gotten away with it if we were locals? No way. In Tulum, we asked a small restaurant where we were having sopa de mariscos, how can we get to the beach? And he told us we could buy lunch at one of the restaurants there, and they would let us in. After I told the waiter, but we're having lunch with you, he just shrugged and smiled. Turns out this is an area of huge contention, though largely hidden from the industrial tourism purveyors and those they serve. Tamara Diane Wilson, in her book, The Economic Life of Mexican Beach Vendors, pulls no punches, calling it socio-spatial apartheid. Writing about Cancun itself, she says the only way a native would see the water was from a bus window, a kitchen, an unkempt hotel room, or the prism of some other subservient role. With some pride, we found that some of our neighbors, even in Puerto Aventuras, had been part of beach protests in recent years. An El Universal article in October 2014 reported that local and federal lawmakers of the PRD requested the intervention of the Human Rights Commission in Quintana Roo and on a national level so that they issue an order to the authorities to demand that concessionaires of private businesses stop the illegal blockades that are preventing residents of Cancun and Riviera Maya from enjoying the public beaches. The counselor at the municipality of Solidaridad, Laura Beristain, also mentioned the recent blockade of access to Punta Esmeralda Beach and Playa del Carmen, and the protest of residents of Acumal and Puerto Aventuras and Riviera Maya due to the closure of public access to the beaches. Sadly, we have to report that more than 2 years later, the beaches are still blocked and the socio-spatial apartheid is still in full force and preventing Mexicans who live on the peninsula from enjoying the natural resource and pleasure of these beautiful beaches that are their patrimony, while the law itself and their constitutional rights are being ignored with impunity. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.